You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, they do say that all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And according to new research commissioned by Microsoft, there might be some truth in this. I'm joined now by outdoor play expert and former deputy head teacher Kath Prisk, and also by Gilly Binks from Microsoft. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Now, Gilly, first of all, tell us about the research a bit more.
Yeah, so this is some new research to mark the launch of our new Surface Go device. But the key headline that came out of it, which was really interesting, 84% of parents believe that creativity and imagination is as important to a child's development as education and its core subjects.
Does your experience bear out the findings of the research then, Kath?
It does, that some parents see now creativity and imagination as being just as important as numeracy and literacy. We know that kids need these 21st century skills, and that means more than just knowing the value of pie, but also knowing the value of friendship and the value of going on big adventures.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. What kind of creative pursuits are we talking about then?
So 9 in 10 of the parents are thinking that extracurricular out-of-school activities are just as important as a day at school. So that might be like going to a museum, getting involved in sports clubs, doing art, and of course getting outside to play.
But to add to that, 31% are using it to find out more about animals and insects that they've seen when they have been outdoors.
The internet sort of thing.
Yes.
Yes, because I think back, and it's many years ago since I went on school trips, but I actually remember them as clear as a bell, and I remember them fondly as well.
Those outdoor adventures are the things that fuel your imagination, and it's that the adventures that and the exploration of the world around you enables you to explore not just the places but who you are inside.
Yeah, because I'm thinking we went to a trip and it was through the geography department. And so you've been doing the academic side of it. But then when you went out, you actually saw the practical side of it as well.
Yeah, one of my favourite bit in this research is that 80% of children are now using technology to facilitate their outdoor play and adventures. So they're using them to explore the world, like find out new places to go, discover new skills.
I've got twin boys who are age 9, and they decided this summer that they wanted to make wall clocks, which was interesting. So we did a bit of research at home on our devices, and now I have two very creative and very bright wall clocks in the house.
Do they work?
They do, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. But this is where it's all about, you know, our research is about bringing that sort of technology and that play, letting them use their creativity and imagination and let them explore what they can do.
Yeah,
because a lot of children, I mean, I include myself in this, aren't very academic, are they?
No, and actually there's an interesting sort of finding that came out of the research, which there's a shift in sort of just one generation, that actually we found that when we spoke to parents today, they say that when they were children, for example, they were more likely to be praised for something academic or creative. And that's now changed. You know, parents are now more likely to be proud of their children for writing an imaginative story than they are for solving a complex maths equation.
But I think also when you go out and about, you might study physics at school, and I made very heavy weather of it. But I realised when I was older, I actually started to realise, because of things that I did in pursuits outside, I realised that I actually did understand a bit more about how physics worked. I didn't have the internet in those days. But it shows you that a combination of these things, the practical side of it, can really help in the academic side.
Absolutely. Getting outside, you need to be able to feel the world, experience the world through your fingertips, through your nose, through your ears, like through all the senses, to understand. You know, the threeness of three for a small 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old doesn't come from being told to count 1, 2, 3, but also doesn't just come from that, but it also comes from like feeling three different objects in lots of different ways. One of my friends was telling me that, you know, learning the threeness of three indoors with three plastic cups, for instance, isn't as effective as using three leaves outside, because if you got three leaves and you count the three, you play with those three leaves, but the wind is catching it and you're crinkling it in your hands and you can hear the noises that it make, that those three objects make, and that newness that you're sensing constantly, that's going to engage that small child much more effectively than if they're doing something indoors.
And RNIB, the charity RNIB, they encourage for blind and partially sighted mm-hmm. children to use tactile. They have a range of tactile games. But computers now and the internet is becoming much more accessible for everybody. So, you know, I was thinking about these accessible computer games as well. Would you class them as something that's actually quite creative?
I think that they can be creative. If I think about my sons, they may take what they've played online and then they'll play it outside in the garden and they'll make up scenarios and they'll be outdoors playing the game together. Yeah. So I think this is where, you know, that balance of technology and outdoor play, that it's not mutually exclusive. It's not one or the other.
Now, you mentioned something that you were launching at Microsoft. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so really exciting. Today, we've launched the new Surface Go device. It's a small 10-inch device. It's a tablet. And it enables, it's light. It's our best priced product that we have in the market at the moment as well, which makes it more accessible and opens up a new audience.
And does it have facilities for those that have got poor sight to use it?
There are a number of different apps within the Windows store, so I would recommend looking there.
So what kind of things can you do with this?
Well, if I just think about what my sons have done with it, they yesterday were drawing dinosaurs. They were using Paint 3D on the device and they were bringing the dinosaurs to life because they can come out in sort of like a 3D object. So that was a lot of fun and they've really enjoyed using that. I use it for my work as well. And I'm just about to go on holiday as well. So it's going to be a brilliant travel device because of the size. It's lightweight as well.
Now, Kath, I feel like I've missed out growing up when I did.
I think that I'm sure you can catch up right now. So children today do seem to have a lot more opportunity to both engage with real world play and then to find out a lot more about it by using their devices. I understand this has got great speakers on it. So I think for partially sighted kids, they can be using it to look up new adventures of places to go. They can probably they can tell the device that what is describe what it is that they're trying to search, and it can talk to them and tell them about new adventures and what it is they're looking up.
Because I always say that the internet is like a window on the world, and
yes.
I get lost on the internet still, you know, because it purely for learning new things, it's incredible.
Yeah. Did you know that if you learn about how to navigate the world around you, if you know about how to navigate your way around your own community, that teaches you all the skills you need to know to navigate the internet. So by learning for kids, if they learn about how to navigate around their own world, to cross the road, how to sort of see signs of possible hazards and go and get round them, then that teaches them those skills they need online. When they get when they're using the internet, then they'll understand about how to search, how to what to avoid, and what sort of things that they're looking for.
And it's great for learning about new cultures or other cultures as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I think one of the lovely stats that we saw here is about children looking up where they're going to go on holiday. So it's holiday season at the moment. So 27% of kids say that they use the internet to research countries they're going to visit and places they're going to go. And then they can find not only like maybe a museum or art gallery, the beach that they want to go to, and maybe some gigs to go, maybe some music they can go and see.
Fantastic. I just actually suddenly got another memory of going on a school trip. My mum used to make the smelliest egg mayonnaise sandwiches. And I used to love it on the bus. I'd own it up at the back of the bus and watch the shockwave move down the bus.
Oh.
And it was like moonshine. They smelt real bad, but tasted real fine.
Absolutely. And you could use the internet to look up lots of great camping recipes. One of my favourite things, I taught myself to cook over a campfire by looking it up online.
Oh, yeah, incredible. Yeah. So where can we get some more information on this then?
Yeah, so you can get more information from surface.com. And whilst you're there, look out for the creative kits that we've put on there for some creative ideas from artists like Paperboyo and Will Kay. And these will help get children's imaginations flowing, especially in these last 2 weeks of the summer holidays where there's some parents out there, you know, wondering what they can do. There's more information also of the Surface Go product on surface.com as well.
And some of the kids are already back to school, depending where you are in the country. So, you know, you can combine it with that.
Absolutely.
Kath Prisk and Jelly Binks, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.